This is Ozarks at Large. The process of vaccinating Arkansans for the coronavirus is finally underway. Yesterday, the state received its first shipment of a vaccine from Pfizer. Within hours, frontline workers like Megan DeLong, who works as an epidemiologist with the Department of Health, were rolling up their sleeves to get a shot.
We actually go into healthcare facilities that have outbreaks, so that's what my team does, so that's why we were part of the people that were selected. So it was very exciting to be one of the first.
Also getting the vaccine was Arkansas Surgeon General Dr. Greg Bledsoe, who said he felt the need to lead by example.
This has been a terrible ordeal, not just in the United States, but around the world. And to be here on this day and to see the fruition of all the labor of so many healthcare workers, so many scientists and researchers, I mean, it's an amazing thing to think about where we've been and where we are now. It's just really encouraging. It makes me really proud.
Priority in distributing the vaccine is going to healthcare workers who treat those with the virus and the staff and residents of long-term care facilities. They are considered most at risk. It likely will not be until next summer before the vaccine is available for everyone. In the meantime, officials say it's important for people to continue basic precautions like wearing masks, staying socially distant, and washing hands frequently. Arkansas's battle with COVID-19 is one of the subjects covered in the most recent conversation between John Brummett, political writer for the Arkansas Democrat Gazette, and Roby Brock, with our partner Talk Business and Politics. Roby asked John Brummett about the primetime television address given late last week by Governor Asa Hutchinson regarding Arkansas and the virus. John Brummett says the governor tried to deliver a message that straddled two messages.
I believe the purpose of his address was to try to take this needle on live statewide TV and try to thread it. And he wanted to thread it this way. I want to kind of alarm you all, but not real bad, that this thing is scary. But I want to encourage you while I alarm you. I want to tell you, you're doing good. I see most of you wearing masks. And if you keep doing good, and boy, our hospitals are working hard, we'll get through it. And he even said, he appropriated the Lord. He said, Jesus says it's okay to celebrate with more restraint Christmas this year. He actually said that. So he's trying to thread that needle without actually doing anything, because he knows that the folks to his right, who dominate his modern party, will not tolerate any further government restriction. He also, I think, has some honest belief that if at all possible, we've got to try to keep businesses open and keep the economy going for the public good as a consideration along with public health. I think that. But I mean, I think he's just trying to say, listen to me, folks, do better. You're doing great. Let's not get too scared. Let's just get determined. I'm going to talk to you try to be a fellow conservative and thread this needle. And by the way, I'm going to have the legislature, and we'll try to get them to come in and have a committee of the whole and become an open partner in these executive powers by approving them, which is, as I believe he told you in an interview, that's kind of an esoteric thing that's not much news. I agree with him on that. It's an esoteric thing that's not much news. But it was the closest thing to news in that speech. I give him a B- grading on the modern curve.
John Brummett is a political writer for the Arkansas Democrat Gazette. That was John Brummett talking this week with Roby Brock from our partner, Talk Business and Politics. More from their conversation, including discussion about yesterday's Electoral College vote in Arkansas and around the country, at talkbusiness.net.